The Wall Street Journal said he's one of the most innovative minds in football.
He's a rat.
ESPN once called him the guru of the spread.
Scumbag.
Football Scoop labeled him the mastermind behind college football's number one offense.
Nobody likes him, not even his family.
He took three separate teams over a five-year period and made each a top 10 offense.
Yeah, but he's such a horse's ass. He was fired by future United States Senator Tommy Tuberville in the middle of the season, even though he had a 5-2 record.
No wonder CBS Sports said there's never been quite a coach like Franklin. He marches to a different beat.
Pariah, an outcast, a person or animal that is despised, shunned, or avoided. Warning, buckle up and put your big boy pants on. This isn't your friendly kiss-ass coach's show. If you can't handle the truth, eject immediately.
And now, from parts unknown, it's the Pigskin Pariah. The one, the only, Coach Tony Franklin.
Well, it's week four of college football. We've already had some games that started off. Congratulations to West Virginia for the big win over Virginia Tech. Good to see those guys get back on track with two of my former players that played for me, three guys that I coached with in life. And so just tickled to death for those guys to get that big win. It's a big win for them. Let's look at what's going to happen on Saturday. We've got starting off, you've got Georgia, Kent State. Nobody cares. Georgia will win by a million. They're favored by 45, so they'll win as much as they want to win. You've got Maryland at Michigan. That's a really interesting game. Michigan's favored by 17. You get to find out whether or not Maryland is for real. They've started off 3-0. Big win against SMU, who I think is a pretty good football team. At home last week, they had to come from behind to win that game. But going to Michigan, Michigan favored by 17. I would pick Maryland in this game to cover that spread. I don't know if they're good enough to win. I just don't have a lot of faith in Michigan. Clemson at Wake Forest. Clemson favored by 7 at Wake. Clemson obviously has a lot better football players, NFL caliber players, etc., than what Wake does. It's not a great matchup because they'll be able to play man against Wake, which nullifies their RPO, their slow mesh read RPO stuff that they do. So if Wake can't win in the one-on-one matchups, they'll have a hard time scoring. And Clemson, as bad as they are offensively, they probably will move the ball and score. They're only favored by 7 at Wake Forest. If you made me bet it, I'd still bet Wake Forest just because I want them to win, but I would not bet that game. Penn State favored by 28 against Central Michigan. Nobody really cares about that. Penn State big win last week at Auburn. Baylor at Iowa State. Iowa State favored by 2.5. Baylor, good football team, good defensive game. I would take Iowa State simply because it's a home game and it's a less than a 3-point on two teams that are basically dead even. Pittsburgh, Rhode Island, nobody cares about. Missouri and Auburn, lots of people care about this game, okay? Missouri is bad, not a very good football team. Auburn, 2-1. Auburn, only favored by 7 against a bad SEC East team. I have to believe that Auburn is as low as their talent pool is right now compared to good Auburn football teams and as big as the getting their ass whipped last week was. I would still, if you made me bet it, if you forced me to do it, I just don't think Missouri's very good. So if you forced me to bet it, I would bet Auburn and give up the 7 points. But I'll say this. If Auburn loses this game to Missouri, that deal is over and done with. And you're in trouble when the late, great, late meaning former coach Tommy Tuberville feels the need to speak out and say they need to give the guy time. Tommy, of course, knows everything there is to know about everything. So I would say that's pretty much the death penalty for an Auburn coach when Tommy Tuberville is coming to your support. Mississippi State at home, favored by 31 against a Bowling Green team that lost to Eastern Kentucky and then turned around and beat Marshall, who had beat Notre Dame the week before. So if you think betting on college football is smart, that's your lesson right there. Mississippi State favored by 31. Mike Leach loves to run the score up on bad teams. If you made me bet it, I would bet Mississippi State. SMU, TCU, great matchup here. You've got Sonny Dykes that left SMU. You've got his former assistant coach. Rhett Lashley is now the new head coach at SMU. Lots of emotions in this game. TCU is favored by 2. SMU beat TCU last year at TCU. That game is a dandy. If I had to pick it, I would pick SMU to win again, not knowing really that much about it, just going from the fact that, you know, I think both sides are really well coached. And since SMU won at TCU last year, I would say that they would have the advantage to win this year. Duke at Kansas. Man, you talk about two teams starting off. Duke 3-0, Kansas 3-0. Two perennial bad football teams, both starting off really well. Kansas minus 7. I think Kansas is good. I think that they can cover the 7 against Duke if they play well, and I think they will. I heard it's a sellout game, so I look for Kansas to cover that 7-point spread. Louisville 1-2 at home against South Florida. Louisville favored by 14.5. South Florida played Florida close last week and lost. Louisville is just, who knows what team's going to show up there. I wouldn't bet this game if my life depended upon it. But if you put a gun to my head and made me do it, I would still take Louisville because I think South Florida is a really bad football team. Buffalo at Eastern Michigan. Eastern Michigan favored by 6. I don't know enough to have an opinion. UCLA at maybe the worst team in college football, Colorado. UCLA favored on the road by 21. UCLA is not very good. They're struggling. They're 3-0 against three bad teams. 21.5 on the road. I don't care who it is. I would take Colorado to cover just because I just don't think UCLA is very good. UMass at Temple. I hope UCLA is good. I hope I'm wrong because I love Chip Kelly. UMass at Temple. Temple favored by 9. I don't know enough to know. Fordham, Ohio. Don't know enough to know. Florida at Tennessee. Tennessee favored by 10.5. Florida's looked really bad the last 2 weeks. They played a really bad South Florida team and barely won. They got beat by Kentucky at home. The quarterback is struggling big time. I don't think the quarterback can get out of the struggles. I think Tennessee can blow them out, so I would take Tennessee minus a 10.5. Texas at Texas Tech. Texas favored by 7 at Texas Tech. I love this game as a Texas Tech fan. Texas Tech to cover the 7-point spread. They historically have been good against Texas when they've played them at home, and I think they're better coached. Middle Tennessee at Miami. Miami loses to a bad Texas A&M team on the road. Miami couldn't score enough points. They held A&M to like 21, but A&M's offense is pathetic, horrible. Middle Tennessee, everybody thought, was terrible after losing to James Madison, getting killed the first game of the season. I think Middle Tennessee will cover this spread of 25.5 points, and I think they might even give Miami a scare, very simply because I just don't think Miami is a great football team. I think Middle is probably better than people think. And so I think Middle will cover that spread and could give Miami a game.
Hey, don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back after this short message.
You're listening to the Coach Tony Franklin Podcast.
In the last 21 years, the Tony Franklin system has been covered and mentioned in USA Today, Forbes, NPR, The Wall Street Journal, CBS, and ESPN. Why? Because my clients, high school coaches from all over the country, middle school coaches, and even college and NFL coaches, have had careers change forever. They've set NCAA records. They've set high school records. They've won state championships. They've won conference championships. And they've even won national championships. Why? Because in the system, we teach them quarterback mastery, every drill that you can imagine, game planning, fundamentals, coordinating an offense and defense, raising money, being the best you can be in your strength program, how to run a system, tempo, RPOs, career advancement, crisis management, and even recruiting. And many of my clients have paid in the neighborhood of $10, $20, $30, $50, some even close to $100,000 over that period of time. I put it all together, everything that we've done that's of value, I've got it all in one file now. And for the first time ever, and the only time, and for a short period of time, I'm selling the entire system. It's not a one-year subscription like my normal programs have been. This is a lifetime product that you get to keep forever. If you're interested, simply send me an email at coachtf@gmail.com. coachtf@gmail.com and say, hey, Tony, send me that stuff. I heard about it on your podcast. I'll send it out to you immediately.
Notre Dame at North Carolina. North Carolina minus a point and a half. Notre Dame is bad. North Carolina is 3-0 and might be the worst 3-0 team in all of football. I'm going to pick Notre Dame to upset and win this game because North Carolina can't play defense even, so Notre Dame will score more and Notre Dame can play defense. Minnesota at Michigan State. Minnesota favored by 3. If you forced me to bet this game, I would bet Minnesota and give up the 3 points. Indiana at Cincinnati. Cincinnati favored by 16.5. Indiana a bad 3-0. Cincinnati a decent 2-1. I would give up the 16.5 and say Cincinnati will cover that game. Really good game here. James Madison at App State. App State favored by 7. I think James Madison is good. I think the middle game showed that they were a really good football team. Because I don't think middle's that bad. James Madison, I believe, will cover the 7 points, and I'm calling on them to beat Appalachian State at App State. Toledo at San Diego State. San Diego State, as I said before, is a bad team. Toledo's not a great team either. Toledo favored by 3. I believe San Diego State wakes up and beats Toledo at home. Western Kentucky favored by 31 against Florida International. Florida International might be the worst team in all of college football. I will take Western minus the 31 and say they will beat them by 51. North Texas at Memphis. Memphis favored by 12.5. Memphis has a couple of good wins this year. North Texas has a couple of bad losses this year. I still don't believe Memphis is that good. I believe North Texas will cover this spread, and I think they'll win the game straight up. Texas San Antonio, Texas Southern, nobody cares. Oregon, Washington State. Oregon favored by 6.5 at Washington State. I'm going to take Washington State at home, getting 6.5 points. Tulsa at Ole Miss. Ole Miss favored by 21. I like Tulsa to cover that line of 21. Georgia Tech at UCF. UCF, Central Florida favored by 20.5. Georgia Tech's terrible. Central Florida, I would take them to cover that spread. Sacramento State, there's no line on this game. They're at Colorado State. Sacramento State is maybe the best coach team in all of college football with Troy Taylor. They've got two phenomenal quarterbacks. They use a two-quarterback system. I believe that they will straight up win that game at Colorado State. Arizona at Cal. Cal favored by 3.5. Arizona's been playing good football. They had the bad loss to Mississippi State, but they've played decent football this year. Cal struggled, had a bad loss at Notre Dame, a game they could have won. Man, it's a hard game because, you know, on the road. But if you made me bet it, I would take Arizona. Akron at Liberty. Akron's terrible. Liberty's okay. Liberty minus 26.5. I think they'll cover that. Navy at East Carolina. East Carolina by 16.5. Navy's bad. East Carolina's good. I would take East Carolina. Ball State at Georgia Southern. Georgia Southern minus 9.5. I would take Georgia Southern and give up the 9.5 points. Arkansas State at Old Dominion. Arkansas State is bad. Old Dominion is a really good 1-2 team. I would take Old Dominion and give up the 5 points. Rice at Houston. Houston's had 2 really bad losses. It's going to be interesting to see how they respond to losing on the road in overtime. They won at home at overtime against UTSA, lost at overtime against Texas Tech, then had a bad loss against Kansas at home. I'm going to take Rice to cover that spread of 17.5 and to give Houston a game. Would not even be surprised if they didn't upset Houston. Kentucky favored by 27 against Northern Illinois. Kentucky's terrible against MAC teams. I would take Northern Illinois to cover that spread of 27. Kentucky will win the game. Arkansas at Texas A&M, A&M minus 2. I'm going against A&M every week. I would say Arkansas is going to win the game straight up. 9-7 because A&M sucks on offense. And as long as Jimbo Fisher calls plays, they will suck. Iowa at Rutgers. Iowa may be the worst offense in the history of the world, but they're favored by 8 at Rutgers. I don't know if Rutgers is any good or not. I will take Rutgers and take the 8 points at home. Southern Miss at Tulane, -12.5. Tulane -12.5. I think Southern Miss will cover that, although Tulane is 3-0. I think Southern Miss will cover that 12.5 points. UNLV off to a good start at 2-1 at Utah State. UNLV -3. Utah State playing really bad football. I'll take UNLV. Houston Christian at Texas State. I care about the game because I have friends at Texas State. I hope they can win that game, but I don't know enough about Houston Christian to know. Marshall at Troy. Marshall -3. Marshall, ungodly loss against Bowling Green after beating Notre Dame. Troy, ungodly loss losing to Hail Mary. I'm going to take the Troy Trojans to come back and win that game straight up, getting 3 points at home. Louisiana Tech at South Alabama. South Alabama -13. Had UCLA beat and then lost it. Then had to travel back from there. I'm going to take Louisiana Tech to cover that line. Hard to get over those emotional losses when you've got a really good team on the ropes like that and then lose. Vanderbilt at Alabama. Alabama 41 points. Vanderbilt 3-1. I'm going to say Vanderbilt's going to cover that spread of 41. Wisconsin at Ohio State. Ohio State -19.5. Wisconsin, you know, I don't know enough really to know, but I know that's a big line. I'm going to say Ohio State cannot cover that line. Wisconsin will cover the 19 points. Ohio State will win the game. UConn at NC State. NC State, 38.5 point favorite. UConn's terrible. You made me bet it. I would take NC State. New Mexico State at LSU. LSU favored by 32. Mexico, I don't know enough about to even have an opinion on that game. Miami at Northwestern, don't know enough about either one. Charlotte at South Carolina. South Carolina -22. I don't think South Carolina is that good. Charlotte had a huge win last week. I'm going to take Charlotte to cover that line of 22.5, maybe even pull the upset. Florida Atlantic at Purdue. Florida Atlantic is not a great team. Purdue is okay. I'm going to say Purdue's going to cover that line, though, of 16.5 points. Kansas State at Oklahoma. Oklahoma favored by 13. I just have a gut feeling that Oklahoma's not that good. I'm going to say Kansas State covers and upsets Oklahoma in this game. Hawaii at New Mexico State. Hawaii is terrible. New Mexico State is terrible. The battle of two really bad teams. New Mexico State -4.5. Wow, can't believe that, but I will take New Mexico State. Boston College at Florida State. Florida State -17.5. Florida State's not a great team, but Mike Norvell's a hell of a coach. I'm going to say they cover the 17.5. Louisiana at Monroe. Louisiana favored by 9.5. Louisiana, bad loss last week. I'm going to say Monroe covers the spread of 9.5. USC at Oregon State. USC favored by 6. Everybody's betting that Lincoln Riley's just the genius of all geniuses with all the transfers in. He probably is. I'm going to take Oregon State and my old boy Chance Nolan to pull off the upset and to beat USC at home. Wyoming at BYU. BYU favored by 21. I'm going to say Wyoming covers that spread. Utah at Arizona State. Thank God Arizona State fired the head coach, Herm Edwards, who was a disgrace to college football. And now they just need to fire the AD that hired him and fire the president for not firing Herm Edwards back when they risked people's lives during COVID. They should have fired him a long time ago, in my opinion. Utah at Arizona State. I'm going to always bet against Arizona State, so I'll take Utah plus the 15. Utah minus the 15.5. Stanford at Washington. Washington -13.5. I will take Washington because Stanford is bad. Western Michigan at San Jose State. San Jose State -7. I heard that MC Hammer might be at the game, so let's take San Jose State and give up the 7 points. So that is your bet. Remember, if you're betting on college football, make sure it's money that you can't afford to lose, because college kids have a life that you cannot imagine, and you have no idea who's going to show up. Take care.
Thanks for listening to today's show. Go to coachtf.com/podcast and leave us your email so we can send you your free download for our Pigskin Pocket Card, which gives you 10 simple steps to follow daily to ensure an amazing life. 2. Do something good today for someone who can never repay you, and you'll have truly lived an amazing life. 3. Join us Monday through Friday for new episodes and download any of our episodes wherever you get your podcast, or simply download from our coachtf.com/podcast. 4. Give us a 5-star review today so we can continue to put together entertaining and informative episodes. Always remember, do good, no repay.